stay within a good reach.
We're back on Robert Boondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich, Mason Dixon, Amanda Jones still here in the studio along with Scott T and the one and only Tina Goodrich right here in the hot seat.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Tina.
Yeah.
And you gave me a message. You wanted to talk about the National Association of Realtors settlement.
Yeah.
What did they settle?
Well, they just settled on a lawsuit that has hit the realtor associations. NAR is National Association of Realtors, and they just settled on a price fixing between some of the largest, two largest real estate companies, Berkshire and another one, which I'm not sure of.
Berkshire Hathaway, right?
Berkshire Hathaway were involved in price fixing on trying to steer the commission. So NAR...
That sounds like conspiracy.
Yeah, they ended up settling for $418 million. So that has now affected our commissions. So our commissions are up on the board now where they're trying to settle where there's not going to be a buyer agency commission. So basically that means that the seller would be responsible, as always, to pay the commission. And generally, the listing agent would split that commission. So when we go in for 6% is the rule of thumb for commissions, the listing agent gets 3% and the buyer's agent gets 3%. And that's usually how we roll in the commissions is split 50-50.
So what were they doing?
So basically the companies that were doing the price fixing was trying to corner the market for them. And
isn't that the object really kind of any company wants to kind of corner the market?
Well, yeah, but they were found faulty in doing a price fixing, trying to steer clients to buy homes through them at a certain commission. And so
bigger than normal commission?
No, more of a price fixed commission. So with the result of having to settle for that with the National Association of Realtors, it's now going to affect how the buyer's agent is coming to the table with their buyer. So instead of a buyer's agent seeing that, they're going to get 3%, which is posted on the MLS.
Mm-hmm.
So a buyer's agent knows what they're going to get paid for when they are showing their client this home. Mm. So they know ahead of time.
Right.
So now there won't be any commission on the MLS. So a buyer's agent won't know what is being offered for their side of the deal. So a realtor can't steer somebody to a house because they are getting a better commission on it, is basically.
You know. When would they find out what the commission would be then?
Well, they may have to do some creative on the listing agent's part. When they go in for the listing, the client would have to agree on either providing a compensation for the buyer's agent for them to come in and show their home. Oh. Because right now, the way it's set, the buyer's agent would be bringing their buyer to the table to show them this home without knowing what the commission would be. So they can't steer this client, supposedly, into a deal because the agent knows that the commission is going to be set at this amount.
Mm-hmm.
So somehow we as listing agents have to be creative on showing a compensation for the buyer's agent to be able to bring their buyer to the table. So as they see it now, the buyer's agent wouldn't even know what they're getting unless there was some sort of compensation written either in maybe the agent remarks, or maybe it could be written in the listing remarks as showing there is compensation for the buyer's agent. but you wouldn't be able to.
And that's compensation other than a commission.
No, that would be the commission.
That is the commission.
That
okay.
It would be the commission.
This is a little confusing today.
It is.
Yes.
It's very confusing, and it's got a lot of agents and a lot of people in an uproar. So this really hasn't been settled yet. It is coming into, could come into play as early as July of this year, to where we are going to see some changes in the real estate market. This could affect the buyer who is needing a home, and they need their buyer's agent to set up an appointment to go see this home, and knowing that there's not a commission there, it could fall on the buyer. The buyer may end up having to compensate their agent to represent them.
Oh, I understand now.
So now the buyer could be responsible, not responsible, but if he wants his agent to find him a home and work for him and do their due diligence as a buyer's agent, then the buyer may end up paying for the buyer's agency.
So as an agent, then you would probably, when they come to you, you have to come up with those details and have a contract with them before you start.
Yes, exactly, Rob. And that is called the buyer's agency, where a lot of agents may have taken it for granted of not having a buyer's agency signed. Sometimes agents get a little wary about putting a buyer agency out in front of a buyer right away when you see them, like, can you sign right here, because this here, you know, will guarantee my commission.
And nobody wants to sign anything
right away. You know, you always kind of take baby steps, you know, with that and how you're going to groom your buyer into being your agent, buyer's agent.
Yeah, it's making them comfortable with you.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all have our tactics on how we're going to protect ourselves as an agent on how we're going to get paid. And for me, on a buyer's agency, a lot of times I don't bring a buyer agency out contract until I know they're going to buy a home. You know, right. It may not be on the first out showing home, but now it changes. It could change drastically, where we will be putting out a buyer agency contract before we even show you a home.
Here, sign this and we'll get together.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, can you realtors do deals? Like you call up the listing agent and say, hey, I got somebody who wants to come in, but you do the 3% and 3% deal?
Hold that thought. We need to take a break, and we can answer that question when we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Mason Dixon here with Tina Goodrich from Let's Talk Real Estate. Tina, what do you want to tell our listeners?
I wanted to share
that
you've
been a realtor for Jakeway Realtors for 19 years.
And that I've been on
the radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
And that I served
the Lakeshore from New Buffalo to Holland, Michigan, including St. Joe and South Haven.
Hey, Mason.
Gotta go.
You can reach me at 269-759-1076 or look me up, listwithtina.net.
Good morning. My name is Redfella. Rob said I could finally come back to the studio after a very tragic incident. I am now the podcast's official narrator. You can hear all of us on the show wherever you like to podcast, and if you would like to hear more about the House of David, which we talk about a lot, check out the House of David podcast in all those same locations.
Goodrich. We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich, Mason Dixon, Amanda Jones, Scott T in the studio, all listening to Tina tell us about a very complicated little issue here. The NAR settlement, National Association of Realtors, has been a settlement, and it sounds like it's going to shake up the real estate world a little bit here for a while.
It sure is. It already has. If you go on social media today and go to YouTube, a lot of us are YouTube users, go on there and look up NAR settlement, and there's just tons of comments from different realtors on how we're going to deal with this.
Yeah.
And just so happened, we had this great meeting with Dan Jakeway just this past week. We had a great meeting on this subject and how the realtors are going to handle this situation.
Yeah.
Which
it's going
right
to make you guys have to be better business people.
Yeah, it's definitely going to, I'm sure we're going to see a drop in numbers in realtors. They're going to be dropping. Some of us old school realtors who are used to doing things this way, and you want them to change and not get compensated as a buyer's agent, they'll end up dropping.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, with all that being said, if you're good at negotiations, are you able to even negotiate something that would have been better than that 3% commission?
Well, I think that there's going to be definitely some negotiation and some things change if this does go into play, which, well, right now, everything that's in set for in the MLS, which is we show what the buyer's agency and the sub-agency will be compensated for in the MLS. So as agents, when we go to look at a house, we naturally look at what the compensation is.
Okay.
And what is in there, that's what you get. So there are some contracts that go along with that when you're putting in a purchase agreement, a buy-sell agreement. You also submit a compensation agreement.
Ducks in a row first may help eventually. It may make it a better process.
It's going to change things for sure. I mean, this could, you know, actually, let's say, you know, you're looking at $1 million home and the commission is 6%. That's $60,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that means the listing agent's going to get 3% of that, $30,000, and the buyer's agent is going to get 3%. So now all of a sudden you wipe that 3% away on the buyer's agency, and the seller is saving $30,000.
Yeah. Now, that may be a negotiation too, that you say that money for that could be put on, could it not be put on to the seller?
Well, they're looking at a couple different avenues to where the seller does need to be informed right away. Yes, you know, you're seeing all over social media that your commission that you signed up for the agent could be maybe only 3%,
mm-hmm.
which is very attractive to a seller. All of a sudden, now I'm saving $30,000 from not having to pay the buyer's agent.
Right.
Well, who's going to pay that buyer's agent?
Yeah.
How am I going to get that buyer's agent to bring his clients to my home?
Who wants to sell a house if you can't make any money?
If I'm not going to compensate them. So that does kind of fall on the sellers to be able to compensate the buyer's agent to, because there are just listing agents and there are just buyer's agents. Now, here in Michigan, we have a dual agency where you can be the listing agent and you can also be the buyer's agent.
Nice.
And we know what that means.
It does.
You get the whole piece of pie.
Mason, before we go to that break, you had a great question and we haven't got back to it yet. Do you remember what it was? Because I sure don't.
Yeah, it was whether or not you could call the listing agent and say, hey, I got people that I'd like to bring to your home, but can you sign an agreement that you'll give me 3%?
That's right.
You can do that.
And I do like that, Mason. That's a great question. And I think a lot of that will come into play more often if this does go down. Because as agents, we have to be creative on how we are going to get paid.
Yeah.
But you're saying now they might only be, the listing agent might only be getting 3%.
Right.
So then you'd be splitting 3% and only
then
get
1.5%. Then you might have to split that commission with me, listing agent, if you want me to bring my buyer to the table. Mm-hmm. I got a good buyer in my pocket who is going to pay cash for your place, but I only can bring them if I'm going to be compensated.
I think so, probably most realtors have enough wherewithal and are savvy enough that they're going to get around. We're going to get around this one way or another.
Thanks, Rob. I honestly believe that too. And that's what our meeting was all about with Dan, which is a great leader. You know, we as a team and as realtors, we will get through this and we will figure it out. And again, it's not, it hasn't a full 100%, but if it does go into play, it will be July of this year.
Are Hathaway and Berkshire and whatever the other
Berkshire Hathaway,
are they appealing?
I'm not really sure about that.
Can you appeal a class action lawsuit?
But I do know that there was the price fixing between Berkshire Hathaway and another leading company were involved in it, and that's why we're at today.
So obviously, I mean, this wasn't, hey, we caught one guy doing it. There was probably a big sting
and a whole lot, I think, there was a few hands in the cookie jar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you know, as realtors, you know, this is how we get paid. Buyer's agents are trained to be able to steer you in the right direction as a buyer. I mean, could you imagine going blindsided into a house or a commercial business to buy when you don't have an agent who is going to give you their knowledge, their expertise, and years of experience to get you the best deal? Because we're not only the buyer's agents, we're negotiators.
Yeah. Well, when any realtor or anybody for that matter goes into something with just money on their mind, the buyer, the seller, nobody gets the best product.
And it's really tough because this is our biggest, largest investment that we own is a home. It's one of the largest things that we will purchase in a lifetime. And it's a very hot topic right now across the board on who's going to get paid and how they're going to get paid.
Yeah. Everybody wants to get paid for their job.
You got to. Yes. You can't, you know, continue this. You know, maybe this could bring down the commissions. You know, the talk is that realtors are making too much money, and this could be part of the housing problems that we have. But as I can see that we are still in a crunch for houses and our inventory is low, that people are still going to be fighting for a house and they're going to need a buyer's agent to get them the best negotiated deal, because you can't do it alone.
I don't know where I stand on whether realtors make enough money, but I knew that they certainly give a valuable service, and trying to buy and sell houses on your own without a realtor is a nightmare.
It can be a nightmare because you need to have somebody who's knowledgeable about a comparison, you know, finding a comparison for the property that you want to buy for $500,000 that may be only worth $400,000.
Right.
And all of a sudden now you're overpaying for a house. And how would you know that if you didn't have a great realtor in your pocket?
Absolutely. We need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more real estate talk with Tina Goodrich on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out trussinbirdband.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's trussinbirdband.com. TRUSSINBYRD band.com.
If you love history, and I know you do, you can now see both House of David documentary films, The House of David Life Everlasting, and The House of David's Bearded Boys of Baseball on Amazon Prime. Either go to Amazon and search for these films, or go to HODfilm.com and find the links there. These films delve into the amazing history of the House of David and the impact they had on Southwest Michigan and the world. Find these films and more on HODfilm.com.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon, Amanda Jones, Scott T. Let's talk real estate time with Tina Goodrich. With the one and only Tina Goodrich. Had some great conversation about the National Association of Realtors, their settlement and some of the hanky things that happened and why this all came about. And that's some good stuff. And maybe later we can talk about what happens and when it kind of smooths out or whatever.
We'll come back to that in July.
But we need to talk about a house you're trying to get off the market.
Right. So again, we talked about how tight the market is. And in South Haven, in our surrounding area, you know, that 200 and below is not very often seen. So we still have this one that's in my pocket, the 121 66th Street, gets a lot of attention. It's been under contract twice now. We did the first contract that failed, that came back with a failed septic system. That was disclosed, and it's attached to the MLS if you want to see the record on the on the septic. So then the second buyer we had come in, these were investors. They threw the towel and one of them got cold feet. So here it is back on the market again. 121 66th Street has some great bullet points. Again, this property is in South Haven. We're 5 miles approximately from Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
You're in Casco Township, which is one of the most desirable townships. You can do short-term rentals with this. So this is in an area outskirts of South Haven where short-term rentals are permitted. The country farmettes are very popular now. If you go around the countryside in our area, you can see a lot of farms that are getting redone and have this new flair of the white metal siding,
mm-hmm.
The metal roofs. Mm-hmm. So this one has that look when you see it. But it does need some love. It does need some attention.
I think about $45,000 worth of love.
I was thinking 25. So
we're in that area.
I'm thinking the well and septic. Septic alone is going to cost you 10 grand. If you have to replace the well, which is not certain yet, but let's say the worst case scenario, you had to replace the well. Another $5,000, so we're at $15,000 for a well and septic.
Yeah.
We're at $150,000, so now we're at $165,000 with those two. And if you went in and redid the kitchen for another $10,000, we're at $175,000.
Mm-hmm.
So at $175,000, you can put some carpet down and move a bedroom set right in.
And here's why I say $45,000 is because I think that upstairs room, that pink room, is kind of a crazy pink room.
Yeah.
But what a great room to knock out and put a little pad or a little balcony there and be able to sit out, you know, have your coffee in the morning or whatever, sit outside. And even that, and probably like a wraparound porch around that house. And that would just set that house so far apart.
Yes.
And now if you do need to sell it, you're selling it for $300,000.
All day long. If this house, if you put that $25,000 to $45,000 into this home, you're looking at a 3 to 325 farm home.
Yeah.
And it's got the 5 acres, 4.6 acres, which is large enough for a farm animal. So if you wanted to have a horse, or let's say you had some chickens,
chickens
are kind of allowed, but like you, if you wanted to have a horse or donkey or goats,
pigs,
I think you need to have a minimum of 3 acres. Don't quote me that, but you want to check with the township. Every township is different, but I've always was told, you know, you need that 3 acres to be able to bring in a farm animal.
Yeah.
So this one already has an above ground garden started. So if you're into gardening or you want to, you know, get into the garden thing, this would be a good spot. It's 5 acres close to South Haven, but yet you got to put at least $15,000 into the well and septic, another $10,000 to $25,000 in the home, but then you're sitting on a $300,000 jump.
And I'm kind of goofy about it, but to me, the what would push me over the top of that place is the woods. And they've got big trails, big enough for a truck. Well, side by side, you can probably widen them up for a truck. But nice big trails that go all the way back to a corner where you can hunt if you're a hunting guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can certainly put
this. This sounds like Mason.
It don't got a pole barn yet, so you got to add another 20,000 on top of that for the pole barn.
Well, then you got 65,000 into. There you go. Still, you're at 210.
Yeah, now you can sell your house for 350.
And then you're still at a $300,000 value.
Why don't you want to sell it after you get a pole barn? No, there wouldn't be no reason to sell.
No, Mason, this would be a homestead for you for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, these $150,000 homes, they're far and in between.
Surprised it's not gone. It just to me. If I had the time and that was something that I was looking for a fixer upper that's already mostly there, this is the house.
Yeah. The only thing you need here is, you know, I mean, you might be able to get this done with a conventional loan with a 203K, which is additional funds for getting the home remodeled. So that would be after the home is all done, then that 203 loan rolls into your loan. And then all of a sudden now you have a $275,000 loan and you have this really cute farmette that's 5 miles from town.
And also what I think is great about this house is on one side is a big cornfield. So you're not going to have a neighbor
next
to you. And the other side, the neighbors are clean and look like they have a nice place over there, a nice little compound.
Great neighborhood. Yeah. If you go down 66th Street down to 102nd, which we all know where 102nd is, just north of County Road 388. That's where this house sits. And there's a line of probably 5-acre lots through there with neighbors.
So did the previous people that put in offers, did they have the home inspected besides the septic and well? So do we have access to that?
We don't. What I have access to is the well and septic reports, and those I'm able to share with you. Right. As far as a home inspection goes, I think that if you were a buyer and you came out and did your own visual on it and you had some vision or you have a builder in your pocket, that would be enough for you to know what you're getting into.
Tina, 30 seconds.
Okay.
Get your contact info.
If you have some questions on anything that we talked about today on the NAR settlement, obviously just go to YouTube. You can find all kinds of stuff on that. And, of course, if you want to list with me, I would love to list your property. Give me a call, 269-759-1076, because listing is the name of the game.
They're really the name of the game now.
So find me on social media, List with Tina, and, of course, Let's Talk Real Estate.
Mason Dixon, get us out of here.
That's Mason Dixon.
What do you say?
I thought you said Nason. It's Mason.
Mason Dixon. Mason.
All right, y'all. So thanks for watching and listening to the show. And if you want to go back and listen to this riveting episode or any of the others, go to moondogshow.com. Go to moondogpro.net for your video production needs. Trustinbirdband.com for music. HODfilm.com for House of David, Life Everlasting, and Bearded Boys of Baseball documentaries. And Monster Moo Creations on Instagram and Etsy. Of course, want to thank our commercial sponsors and advertisers included Masters Chiropractic Rehabilitation, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Goody's Wash and Go, and Pure Salon and Spa, and our favorite organizations, Drawing Children into Reading, DCIR.org, and Senior Services of Van Buren County. And don't forget about me, that's RaceAtMason.com. And on the count of three, we all going to howl at the Moondog. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Ow. Ow.
Howl at the Moondog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show is a subsidiary of Moondog Productions and a part of the Moondog Radio Network. Copyright 2024.